This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The White House says President Biden is going to call for a significant increase in U.S. tariffs on imports of Chinese steel and aluminum. He's expected to call for these to be tripled. He joins presumptive GOP presidential nominee Donald Trump. Trump says he wants to increase tariffs on a range of imports if he wins election. Two separate Senate hearings today will focus on the quality and safety of Boeing's aircraft. Lawmakers will also scrutinize the Federal Aviation Administration's reviews of the aircraft maker. David Shaper reports Boeing is not sending official representatives to testify.
In the first hearing, senators will hear from aviation experts reviewing safety improvements Boeing was supposed to make in the wake of two 737 MAX crashes that killed 346 people in 2019 and 2020. Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth chairs the Senate's Aviation Subcommittee.
FAA has essentially told us that Boeing's safety culture is dysfunctional and that despite Boeing saying that they have made fixes, they have not.
The second hearing will feature a Boeing engineer who claims the company takes shortcuts to speed up production, resulting in alarming and dangerous manufacturing deficiencies. Boeing denies the allegations, but despite being asked to appear, Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will not. For NPR News, I'm David Shaper.
The U.S. and its allies are planning new sanctions against Iran over its unprecedented attack on Israel. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Tel Aviv they're seeking to dissuade Israel from launching a major response.
In a statement, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is planning to impose sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone program. And U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said all options to disrupt what she called Iran's terrorist financing were on the table. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, speaking after an emergency meeting with EU foreign ministers, said the bloc would begin working on a proposal to expand the EU's sanctions on Iran. The foreign ministers of Britain and Germany meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. Israel's war cabinet also plans to meet again today to consider a range of responses to Iran's attack, from sanctions to military options. Rob Schmitz, NPR News. Tel Aviv.
Authorities have identified the fourth victim of the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. From member station WYPR, Scott Massioni reports his body was found in a submerged vehicle among the bridge wreckage.
Carlos Daniel Hernandez was one of six members of the construction crew that perished during the collapse of the bridge in Baltimore. He was 24 years old. There are still two victims who have not been found. Mexican authorities identified Hernandez in a tweet on Tuesday afternoon. The ship that ran into the bridge is still on the Patapsco River while crews work on the cleanup of the debris. The National Transportation Safety Board is still working on a report on what factors caused the ship to hit the bridge. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Senate will take the first steps today of the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. All senators will be sworn in as jurors early this afternoon. Mayorkas was impeached by the Republican-led House by a margin of one vote. GOP lawmakers accuse him of breaking federal law and allowing migrants to illegally enter the country. He denies this. More than 25 million U.S. adults are living with tinnitus. That's a ringing or buzzing in the ears. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports there's a new treatment option to help manage this condition.
When Victoria Banks could not find a way to stop the ringing in her ears, she tried an FDA-approved device called Lanier that electrically stimulates the tongue. That helps the sound fade into the background. She used it for an hour each day.
My brain is focusing in on other things.
She's back to playing music and does not notice the ring much on most days. Audiologist Brian Fligor uses the device in many of his patients who don't get relief from other therapies.
A good candidate for this device is somebody who's had tinnitus for at least 3 months.
And doesn't have other underlying conditions that need to be treated first. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says that persistent inflation will probably delay any upcoming cuts in interest rates. In a speech, he cautioned that inflation is still running above the central bank's preferred target rate of 2%. If that keeps happening, Powell says interest rates will likely need to stay where they are for a while. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.